play a fun little game, shall we, called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's say hi. Yeah! Melissa is ready to roll. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Hi there. Melissa is calling us from Madison. Brown hair, drives a Nissan, works in hospice. Still single. Still single.
And happily so.
Well, she said
after
the
her latest turn.
I was going to say, guy she was seeing turned crazy. So.
Oh, okay. You know. We're glad that's over.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you can, you know, we talked about the hotness and crazy scale,
yeah,
and how
crazy
they
factor, yeah,
yeah, and how they intersect sometimes, and
yeah, you can get away with some stuff when you're really, really hot.
Yeah, exactly.
Was that the case here, or just mm-hmm. now?
Well, I mean, he wasn't obviously wasn't hot enough,
right.
for Melissa to handle the crazy.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, obviously,
stories you can tell.
I was going to say
stories. We're going to have a whole other conversation.
Melissa, we like you. All right.
Thanks.
This is great.
All right, so it's a little kid, drunk adult. You know how it works, but Kelly's going to explain it for those who don't know.
Exactly. So you're going to hear three magical stories. Your task is to determine whether the star of each story is a little kid or a drunk adult.
Ready to go?
She knows.
Alrighty, here we go.
I put a dead lizard in my friend's peanut butter and jelly sandwich when she wasn't looking.
Oh.
All
right.
What in the world did she do to deserve that?
Well, I just found a dead lizard out on my sidewalk because my cat decided it was going to play with that lizard.
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah,
but good. She didn't put it in a sandwich, right?
No, I did not.
Good. What do we think? Little kid, drunk adult, what do we think?
I kind of want to say little kid.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like little kid retaliation for something.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like he did something to her.
This is a retaliatory story, is it not? It has to be.
All right, let's find out.
Actually, I was drunk.
Wow.
Actually, I was drunk.
What happened?
And I was certain she'd like the tail hanging out and scream. But I was drunk and I got distracted and I looked away, and the next thing I know, she takes a giant bite of the sandwich.
No. I'm gonna end it there.
So this was just a prank?
Yeah.
Gone awry?
Yeah.
Thought she'd see it first.
I thought she'd see it. She didn't. Ow. Joke's on her.
Oh.
That is cruel.
All right.
Wow.
Next one.
Okay.
Little kid.
Wait, moral of the story, don't let your drunk friends fix you anything to eat.
Right.
At all. Ever.
Okay. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult. Here we go.
I got caught French kissing my dog.
Aw. That's adorable.
Well, I mean, they French kiss you, don't they?
This is true.
I mean, that's how they do it. So maybe, yeah. What do you think?
I think I'm gonna maybe drunk adult. I mean, I know kids did it when they were little. They used to let. I mean, I know people that when they were kids they let the dog do, but that's just highly disgusting.
Right. Well, again, I'm thinking little kid because they just don't know better. Like they see the dog doing it, that must be what you do. That's what I'm thinking.
All right. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So Melissa, you're saying drunk adult.
I'll go with little kid.
Okay, you're both.
She's switching.
Okay, all right. Both of you saying little kid.
Let's do it.
All right, team little kid.
I was a little kid.
Yeah, you were.
Yes, you were. It was a little kid.
My dog Larry loved licking my mouth.
Larry
the licker.
I didn't know any better, so I'd lick his tongue back.
Yeah.
I did this in front of one of my friends, and she got really weirded out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. As most of us understood.
But you know what? Sometimes, look, I'm not going to pet shame this person.
Sure.
Because we all do things with our pets.
Yes.
That you would not necessarily say to the world.
And she didn't mention an age.
True.
So maybe she was very, very young. This was a story maybe her mom told her.
I know that my daughter has let our cats eat out of her mouth before. Sorry, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Oh!
Oh! Sorry.
Baby bird breakfast, their dogs?
No, cat.
Cat. Even
cat.
Worse.
Cat.
No. another reason why I don't have cats.
All right, next one.
Okay.
Last one.
Yep.
Little kid, drunk adult.
Yep. In the middle of the night, I peed into the vent at the end of my bed.
Got a little confused. In the middle of the night, didn't know where I was.
It was a hole.
Couldn't find the bathroom.
It was a hole.
Fun fact, I did stop my husband early on when we were dating from peeing on my wall.
There you go.
Didn't know the lay of the land very well.
It's all right.
Yet.
It's all right.
Okay.
All right, Melissa, what do you think?
Go both ways. But I'm going to say drunk adult on this one. Okay. Why not?
I think it could be. Now, I do have another story to support the other side. I once caught my sister before she squatted down and peed on her shoes in the closet.
I mean,
she did a lot of sleepwalking, too.
Yeah, I mean,
so it's either it could be a little kid sleepwalking or it could be a drunk person sleepwalking. I'm going to go drunk person with you, though.
All right. So both of you saying drunk. Okay. Both of you saying drunk adult.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I was the little kid.
Little kid.
Dang it. Should have gone with my sister peeing on her shoes.
Little kid.
I would sleepwalk as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sleepwalker. Yeah.
And oftentimes would sleepwalk in the middle of the night when I had to use the bathroom.
Yep.
And so one of the places I chose to use the bathroom while asleep, but walking, was at the vent at the end of my bed. My parents were actually downstairs watching a movie at the time. And they just see this water liquid coming down through the vent.
No!
So they rush upstairs to see what's going on. And they find me squatted over the vent.
No!
Pink. My eyes are open, but I'm asleep. No. Eyes glazed over. I have no recollection of it. I only know what they told me the next day.
Oh my gosh!
A hilarious story at the family table.
What do they do from that point to prevent that from happening again? If it's a sleepwalking thing?
That is hysterical.
I mean, it's one thing to like make sure they can't get out of the room or whatever, but that's the vent that's in the room.
Yep. Melissa, you didn't do very well, but.
I know. I did really bad today.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
It still was a fun little group of stories.
Yep. We're going to hook you up.
It was.
Congratulations. You're a winner.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And someday we're going to have to call you and get the full scoop on.
Yeah, we need the backstory of Mr. Crazy.
Yeah, hot, crazy story guy.
Yeah.
All right.
She's like, all right, grab snacks.
Yeah, I was going to say, right? All right, Melissa, hang on just a quick sec, okay?
All right, thank you.
Yep.
Okay, we need to replenish that magical well with stories. So again, just like some of them that we had in this group, send us a little voice note of your story. So start with a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email it. BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.